Our story today is called She Gave Her Life for Her Son. When the California gold fever broke out, a man went there leaving his wife in New England with his boy. As soon as he got on and was successful, he was to send for them. It was a long time before he succeeded, but at last he got money enough to send for his family. His wife's heart leapt for joy. She took her boy to New York, got on board a Pacific steamer, and sailed away to San Francisco. They had not been long at sea before the cry of fire, fire rang through the ship, and it rapidly gained on them. There was a powder magazine on board, and the captain knew the moment the fire reached the powder, every man, woman, and child must perish. They got out the lifeboats, but they were too small. In a minute, they were overcrowded. The last one was just pushing away when the mother pled with them to take her and her boy. "No," they said, "we've got as many as we can hold." She entreated them so earnestly that at last they said they'd take one more. You think she leapt into the boat and left her boy to die? No, she seized her boy, gave him one last hug, kissed him, and dropped him over into the boats. "My boy," she said, "if you live to see your father, tell him that I died in your place." That's but a faint picture of what Christ has done for us. He laid down his life for us. He died that we might live. Galatians 1, 3, and 4, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might rescue us from the present evil age in accord with the will of our God and Father." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.